The Bert Show.
Don't be scared to call up and say you had a psycho period of your life. Don't. 1-855-BERT-SHOW. Although I do think maybe I'm speaking out of line here, like this whole stalking thing you're talking about.
It's not I'm not stalking.
Drive-bys.
It's a stakeout.
A stakeout. Stalking.
Stakeout.
You can't spell stalking without stake. Somewhere in there.
You are never getting a jump.
At this point, I'm trying to make sure everyone knows not to hire me.
I wonder. I have never known a dude to do one of these stakeouts that you're talking about. I have never been called by a guy. I have never called a dude to say, hey, will you stake out with me for my ex? Never once.
It's because usually when men do it, they do it alone and it ends in murder.
Okay. It's a Netflix special.
Yes.
Okay.
Ours are a little, there's a difference. Ours are a little more lighthearted. They're lighthearted stakeouts. They're not murdery stakeouts.
Okay. Tomato, tomato. Let's hear what lighthearted stalking looks like.
It's not stalking. It wasn't stalking. It was a stakeout. All right. So we had a stepping into psycho, and she was sitting in a parking lot of a coffee shop waiting to see if her mother-in-law was going to meet with her husband's ex, right? And it got me reminiscing about my first stakeout. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if this would be considered like a canon event for women. So as far as like canon events for women go, you know, like your first big breakup, your first heartbreak, like there's canon events or major events in your life. And they could be good or bad, but they help shape you into the person you are, right? They add character. They build character. So what I want to do is open up the phone lines if you have canon events that you think every woman should experience. And I think every woman should experience a stakeout.
Like what? Because I'm not one. Mm. What is a canon event for a woman? Give me an example.
So for a canon event, for a woman, and I already gave you some, like your first major heartbreak, a guy cheat, like having somebody cheat on you. I also feel like one of my canon events was when I got my period and it bled through when I was playing basketball. So it was like one of those when you have a period accident. I think a period accident being is a canon event.
Being in like the ocean and having your boob pop out of your bathing suit.
Canon event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Abby, canon events for you?
A canon event is looking into the eyes of the man who's on a date with you and you realize that he doesn't see you as a person but as an object.
Yes. Canon event.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. These are what I'm talking about here. So in my head, I'm over here like, oh, I remember my first stakeout. I'm going to share my stakeout canon event story with you, and you call up and share whatever canon event you have. 1-855-BERT-SHOW. So I was in college. I had met this guy on spring break in Panama City. All right. And it was basically like every single year I was at UK, wherever we went on spring break, it was literally, it was like everybody at UK just migrated to whatever city in Florida. And so you ended up hanging out with everybody you go to school with. So Panama City one year, Key West another year. It was just, we were all in the same place. So there was a ton of Kentucky students in Panama City. And I met this guy who was a phenomenal dancer. And I got up on the bar with him and we were dancing. And of course, it's also during March Madness and Kentucky was, you know, just crushing it. And so we're having the best time. And he and I really, really hit it off and decided to start seeing each other when we got back to school, right? And come to find out, I had a sorority sister come out and she's like, hey, I just want you to know that guy you met on spring break, he used to seriously date my little. And I was like, oh, I had no idea, right? It's Kentucky. It's like, of course you're going to find a guy that has dated one of your sorority sisters. So I went to her and essentially said, hey, so, and this was fresh. And I'm like, hey, so I met blah, blah, blah down, you know, and we really hit it off. Is it okay if I date? I'm like, I got her blessing. And if she was going to say no, I'm like, it's whatever. Like we had a great spring break, dance to Usher, like call it a night. And she was cool with it. Right. I was like, all right, great. Cause this was like her high school sweetheart. It was like a big deal. Got the blessing. He and I start dating. It's going like great. Really like him. And then something shifts. And I'm like, this, because he's being very elusive. And I'm like, I think he's cheating on me. And I think he's cheating on me with the girl he dated in high school, who's my sorority sister.
No.
So I drove over because I drove over to his like apartment complex, and it was like a small like apartment complex. And I remember parking across the street. I know the SAE house was at the end of the street. And then there was their apartment complex. So I just kind of sat there staring at his parking lot trying to figure out cars. And I thought I saw her car because she had a duck decal in the window.
What a weirdo. I'm stuck on that.
Like it was like a mallard like duck decal in the back window or whatever of her like small SUV. It's so crazy when you have Canon events, you remember every little detail.
Apparently so, yeah.
And so I'm like, I think that's her car. And so I sat there, and I don't recall like how long I sat there, but I never saw any movement from his apartment door. Nobody left, nobody came. So, but I was pretty sure that that was her car. Well, come to find out, she ends up, oh, Charlie's was the place to hang on Monday nights when I was in college.
Sound like you're bragging.
At Kentucky.
You do. You sound like you're bragging.
So it was my dad's birthday. So this all went down on June 14th. It was my dad's birthday, was at my parents' house, celebrated him. Then I left and went to O'Charlie's to hang out with everybody at the bar because that's what we did on Monday nights when I was in college. And I'm at the bar and she walks up to me and she goes, by the way, I want you to know I'm sleeping with Chris.
Oh, at O'Charlie's?
Yes.
Come on. You couldn't wait for somewhere else.
Don't confront me at the O'Charlie's. You know I like to go there.
And it was just kind of like the audacity with how she did it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was obviously very pointed. Yeah. There was no denying that.
Was there a drink in the face at that point? Because that's the perfect opportunity.
No, because I was like, dude, I was such a pushover and such anti-confrontational. And so she basically tells me, yes, I've been sleeping with your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. He's been, you know, cheating on you with me. And so we leave the O'Charlie's and
that must have been hard to do.
And then you go to Red Lobster next door.
Right.
No, I drove to his apartment. Uh-huh. And he also played guitar. So he's outside the apartment.
This guy.
He's
okay.
Outside the apartment complex with his buddy.
And playing Wonderwall.
They're playing. Right.
No, he's like Ken from the Barbie movie.
Yes.
I want to push you around. Well, I will.
When I will. Not Rob. Don't do Rob Thomas like that.
Chris and his friend are out front sitting there in their lawn chairs playing the guitar with a bunch of other people. And I walk up. Maybe this is more than one Canon event, like the stakeout and now making a spectacle in front of a group of people. Because I walk up and I'm like, did you not think I would find out?
In front of all these people. Wow, this guy's playing Wonderwall.
While he's playing Wonderwall.
This huge scene in front of a group of... the only thing I remember saying over and over again, did you not think I would find him?
And what's he doing now? It's like everybody's head's turned to you and him.
But what you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Played stupid. And then, yeah, so that was that. And then we broke up. And then, of course, I ended up going back and sleeping with him again.
That's how it usually goes.
That is the power of Wonderwall.
So he played Wonderwall and you played stupid.
Oh, girl. My self-esteem was like below zero.
Hey, Jamie. Okay, with that, yours can't sound that bad.
No.
I think we
hit rock bottom. What do you got?
Did we hit rock bottom at O'Charlie's? Is that where we hit rock bottom?
She's like, oh man, I should have hung up. What's up?
First of all, our town calls it scouting. Okay, it's not stalking, it's scouting for research.
Ooh, I dig it, Rachel.
And my Canon event, I don't know, I think I blacked out up until this point, but it was a very toxic relationship. But I just remembering going to a bar to see if he was there. His car was there. So I went inside. I sat across the bar from him and this girl, and I sent them a beer.
Oh.
And when they moved up, I cheers them, and then I just left.
Good on you, badass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he didn't answer the 50 times that I called him, so I did that. And then, you know, of course, at that point after I left, he called me 100 times. And, you know, we broke up about 37 times after that, but that's like neither here nor there. That was my Canon event.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel pretty proud about it.
Yeah, good for you. You need to be teaching at badass university.
BAU? Yeah.
Good morning, Rachel. You are on the Burt Show.
Hi. Okay, so a girlfriend and I used to go to a gym together, and when we were there, I met this guy. It was great. We went on a walk together. We really hit it off. And this is at my college. And so we ended up going to study together, this guy and I. And he was he made me very uncomfortable. He was pushing up on my body. I was moving away from him. He kept getting onto me. And then I was like, okay, this is weird. I don't ever want to see you again. And I came back to the gym with my girlfriend, and I told her about it. And a few days later, she starts to date him.
No.
And they're a whole item.
Canon event when your best friend dates a guy that...
Oh, yeah. God. Uh-huh. It got sad. Mm. It got sad. Did this happen at O'Charlie's? It's the only way to make it better.
Don't sleep on them rolls. They's yummy.
All right, Courtney, last call on this, then we'll move on. All the pain, I can't take it. What's going on?
So, I had started dating my last boyfriend through a job that I got, and we dated for 2 years. We'd never had a fight. Everything was great, but it just wasn't really going anywhere. Like, his mom had told me, oh, my son's not going to end up with you and all that kind of crazy stuff. And I was like, well, I'm not going to be with you if it's not going to be something serious. So I ended up breaking up with him. He sobbed in my car for like a solid hour. And then I remember getting on Twitter like 2 weeks later and seeing that he was already dating this girl who was working at the same restaurant in the same position that he had started dating me in. Mm. And he thought I just wouldn't find out. Oh, and come to find out, this girl also lived in the same neighborhood I lived in.
What a freaking psycho. So this guy is crying in front of you for an hour while he's dating somebody else.
Yes, he was. And then also come to find out, keep in mind, he was 21 at this time. He ended up going to prom with that girl.
Oh my God, ew.
Sicko. Yeah.
Ooh, a 21-year-old at a prom?
Yes. I would have. What a loser. You ever look up that guy now to see where he is?
You know, he never posts anything anymore, and I don't really question why. I'm just like, yeah. I mean, that's what happens.
I want to talk to your principal and why they allowed that to happen. I don't think any 21-year-old should be allowed to enter a prom.
He probably took her to Charlie's for dinner beforehand.
You know what we should do tomorrow is ask people. Maybe here's your assignment for today. You got a homework assignment. All right. The big old loser that you dated back in the day, if you haven't looked him up on social media, look him up today and see what that loser is up to. And then hit us tomorrow at the same time. We'll ask you if you actually looked him up just to see what they turned into.
I love that.
So do that today and we'll hit you up tomorrow.
The Burt Show.